This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, Saad Omer talks about how vaccinating pregnant women affects their baby's well-being. Omer is an assistant professor of global health.
There's emerging evidence that kids younger than 6 months are the most vulnerable for influenza. However, unfortunately, we don't have a vaccine approved for infants younger than 6 months.
So Omer and his colleagues collected data on pregnant women in Bangladesh who had been immunized against the flu to see if the vaccine protected their newborns as well. The researchers then tested the infant's immune response and their clinical outcome. What Omer and his colleagues found was a reduction in disease in both vaccinated mothers and their babies.
We demonstrated in a study that there was around 62% reduction in infant disease if you vaccinated their moms. One of the highest indirect impacts of pretty much anything.
And they also found that pregnant women who were vaccinated against the flu delivered heavier newborns, a marker of good health.
So our group had some initial evidence for Bangladesh that if you give moms the flu vaccine, you have the effect in infants of having reasonably better birth weight. So we found a difference of 200 grams, which sounds little, but it's a lot in terms of birth weights.
Hoping to confirm the findings from Bangladesh, Omer and his colleagues analyzed data from maternal immunization records at the Georgia Department of Health. Just as in Bangladesh, the Georgia data showed that mothers who weren't immunized against the flu were more likely to give birth to lighter babies, as well as premature ones.
And that is very new work that has gotten us excited and some other people excited, because, you know, you give mom a vaccine and you're reducing prematurity.
The researchers then looked at what happened after pregnant women received a flu vaccine and their two-month-olds a vaccine to ward off pneumococcus, a strain of bacteria that can lead to pneumonia. So did giving mothers the flu vaccine and their infants the pneumococcal vaccine reduce the colonization of the bacteria in infants' respiratory tract?
We gave moms the flu vaccine, so flu vaccine and a control. Then we gave infants either the pneumococcal vaccine or another control vaccine. The best impact we had, i.e. in terms of reduction of those disease, was in the group that had the mom got the flu vaccine and the infant got the pneumococcal vaccine.
Omer says physicians and scientists have known since the 1918 flu pandemic that the risk of a bad outcome from the flu is much higher in pregnant women than women who are not pregnant. However, the coverage rate for maternal flu immunization is dismally low, hovering around 15% before the H1N1 pandemic.
If you think that you're just being cautious by not getting vaccinated and not getting vaccinated will have no consequences, that's wrong, especially if you're pregnant when there's a lot of flu around.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.